This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so you remember the guy who called in at the end of the show yesterday and got into it a little bit with Chris and I and said, you could take the people that run the Dodgers, bring them to Pittsburgh, and this team would still suck.
Yes, I remember that guy.
Did you agree with that?
No, I don't. I feel like that is that's like the A1 cop out argument for Derek Shelton, which we've talked about this before. Yeah, he's not the biggest problem. He's definitely a problem though. They act like you could bring anybody in here and those guys would suck. I mean, here's what I love to point out to people. Where was Neil Huntington's team 6 years in?
They were one of the winning best 94 teams games. Baseball. Yeah. So we had that caller who said it wouldn't matter as long as Bob Nutting's here. And there was a column in the Trip today. Madden wrote a column. Mark's a really good writer and is clever many times. And the whole crux of the article was that you could fire Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton today and it changes nothing. The team is still going to be a joke. It's still going to be a laughingstock franchise. They're never going to be good. And that's the question that I wanted to ask you guys to start today's show. Would firing Ben Cherington and Shelton make a difference? Would you instantly feel better about the direction of the team if that's what happened? Is it one of those situations where if you fire Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton, it's the baseball equivalent of rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic? 412-928-9370. And I would have said, we'll open up the phone lines now on that, 412-928-9370. If we were having this conversation in 2011 and 2012, you couldn't help but feel that way. Whether the GM is Dave Littlefield, Ben Cherington, Sid Thrift, you name it, any Pirates front office executive from years past, the owner here to that point had not won anything. They'd never had a winning season. We've seen 3 years of baseball, 94, 88, 98 wins, where the Pirates did not spend a lot of money, and over a three-year period had the second most wins in all of baseball. In 2016, they were 26th in payroll. In 2014, they were 28th. In 2015, it ticked up a little bit to 23rd. It's hard. It ain't easy, but it's not impossible here, and it's not impossible around baseball. If you had a good GM and a good manager, the Pirates could absolutely be a winning team and a playoff contender. I don't say that with any equivocation whatsoever. Last year, two teams had payrolls under $100 million and made the playoffs. The Guardians, $94 million. They went to the ALCS. The Tigers had a payroll under $100 million. They went to the playoffs. So it happens every year. 2 years ago, the Orioles won 101 games. Their payroll was $68 million. It was lower than the Pirates. 2 years ago, the Rays won 99. Their payroll was 74. The Pirates' payroll right now is $90 million. I know I'm throwing a lot of numbers at you. I hope you can keep up. $68 million, $74 million. The Pirates are at $90 million right now. There are two teams that are in the same neighborhood as them, payroll-wise, this year, who have winning records. The A's are in second place without a home ballpark or city name. at $75 million, and the Guardians, who came in here and kicked the Pirates' ass, swept them, are at $95 million. So it happens in other places, and it happened here once. Yes, we'd love it if the Pirates, we'd all love it if they opened up the checkbook, if they said, we don't care if we make money or not, and they spent $130 million a year on players. That would be fantastic. That would be tremendous. That would be awesome. That would be excellent. It would be great for all of baseball if the owners came together and they got the player support too, and they put a payroll in so we wouldn't have to have these conversations. But we're dealing in reality right now, and the current circumstances are there is no salary cap, and the owner, despite what people chant at games or put on T-shirts or signs or billboards, is not going anywhere. So we might as well deal with that. I don't think we're going to push the guy out, and I don't think we're going to pressure Major League Baseball into instilling a salary cap. So can we win with this ownership here? Yes, it's happened. So I don't, as Chris said yesterday, I thought it was very well said, and right now he's striking golf balls and hitting them into church pew bunkers and whatnot, and hopefully he's tipping his caddy at Oakmont, which I'm sure he does. I'm sure he will, because he's a very generous man. I'm not going to give Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton the blanket the owner stinks excuse, because Neil Huntington and Clint Hurdle have the same owner, and they won 94, 88, and 98 games in three straight seasons. They never had a payroll that ranked better than 23rd in baseball, and in two of those years, it was in the bottom six. In the middle year there, 2014, it was the third lowest payroll in all of baseball. 2 years ago, the Orioles had a payroll of $68 million, the second lowest in baseball, and they won 101 games. Well, how do you do that? Because you stink for so many years in a row, you pick at the top of draft, and here's a novel concept. When you pick at the top of the draft, you get the best amateur players. And as long as you don't trip and fall on your own, you know what, you should be able to develop those guys into pretty good players. Instead of what we've got, which is Nick Gonzalez with the top 10 pick, Henry Davis with the first overall pick. Pretty much every first-round pick not named Paul Skeens is underachieved in some way. So look, I mean, I categorically disagree with the Madden column and what the caller said yesterday. Yeah, we're not going to have a parade here, or we're not going to have an event where we give the owner of the baseball team a lifetime achievement award. But we've seen teams in similar situations where they spend the same or less as the Pirates win a lot of games, including what happened here not too long ago, although it's increasingly becoming longer and longer ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.